Welcome to Live Dharma Sunday for January 6th, 2013. Koyo Kubose here, your host, for a brand new year. This is the year, according to the Chinese animal calendar. You know, there's a cycle of 12 years. Each year represents an animal, and this year is the year of the snake. So people who were born in this cycle, since it's a 12-year cycle, one is born and then that year comes around in 12 years, 12 years old, 24, 36, 48. Of course, it's sort of like a horoscope type of a thing as well. This kind of animal, people born in this year, etc. But it could be used as a source of teaching, as a kind of a tool for spiritual growth. Okay. Now, for example, let's say, you're a snake. How can I use this snake theme for my own, inner transformation? Now, the first important thing is that we're not saying that there's something objective out there about a snake year or people, it's what you make of it. So you want to use the Dharma. Dharma means all things, means teachings. So we could use anything for our teachings. If we're a good listener, a good tapper-inner, if we could empower our own consciousness, our own awareness, cultivate a culture of snakes are sneaky. Snakes are slimy. Snakes are bad. What are you talking about? Snakes can be used for as a theme or symbol for inner growth. Just like maybe a vulture that's looking, surfing around in the sky, flying, and he's looking for decaying carcasses. Maybe a hummingbird is looking for a bright flower. And it doesn't mean that, don't be a vulture. I mean, maybe sometimes we could say, they're doing a good ecological service, cleaning up the decaying carcasses. So it's not a matter of trying to justify some kind of a external aspect of a symbol. It's tapping into the inner transformation of the power of practicing that the teachings are everywhere for me. I have to open my eyes. I have to, or sometimes they say, I have to see with my ears or hear with my eyes, meaning that it's not the usual way of being, but opening up. And so for snake year, I'd say, snakes are flexible. Their bodies are flexible. So it could be a message that I should be mentally flexible. And of course, I should be physically flexible too, and I should do a lot of stretching, and it's good for my physical health. It all goes together. Being flexible, I should do more yoga, tai chi, regular exercise, and of course, we're talking about spiritual health too. And sometimes it's good to be stiff or stubborn on certain things. Other times, good to be flexible, okay, and not stubborn. So how do you know, you might say? Well, it's the same thing. There's no external standard that says, oh, you got to do this, got to do that. See? If it's something that's positive for you, then stick to this particular principle for you at this time and in this context. And be stiff. If it works for you, huh? But most of the time, because of our self-centered perspective and our closeness about things, you say, hey, we victimize ourselves by our stiffness and stubbornness because things aren't the way we want them to be. This is where, oh, I know I should be like this, but how do you transform that? Well, we need all the help we can get. That's where all the where the practices are. This is where growth systems create a context of, well, how do you practice flexibility? Well, you can use these tools, and one of the tools might be, hey, the animal years. For this year. Well, you're the snake. Hey, yeah, I should, you know, be like a snake and be flexible. Then I could navigate this area. You know, whereas if I was stiff as a stick, I'm stuck. I can't move. But here I could go like this. I should practice mental flexibility. When obstacles come in to create a problem in my life, I say, hey, you know, if you could, the definition here is, well, is it a problem for you? Are you creating a problem for yourself by your attitude? No one, you don't have to point to anybody else. We're not talking about, oh, you should be this way. You're talking about I want to be this way because I could see for myself what I need. Okay? So, it's not just that, well, snakes are flexible and that's what. Create your own associations, themes about the snake year. Okay? Once you open it up, you might be surprised. Things might come up in your consciousness that, you know, that surprise you. Well, okay. Let's talk about, for our Dharma Glimpse today, we have as our guest, Michael Shinyo, who lives in Texas. He is part of our Lay Minister LM3 group. And Michael Shinyo Sensei.
The title of my Dharma Glimpse for today is Oneness in Glasses. Anyone who wears glasses on a regular basis understands the importance of wearing them for driving, work, or reading. I know that I do not want to get into my car without my glasses, but I've taken them for granted. While cleaning my glasses one night, they snapped right in the middle. My thoughts were, these are the unbreakable kind, and I have training in the morning. I frantically started looking for an extra pair and thinking of how I could get the broken ones fixed. I would not have time before work in the morning. I'd have to leave extra early and drive extra carefully. This event reminded me of Reverend Koyo's oneness formula. U equals 2I plus 2A equals E. In this formula, U means right understanding. The two I's are impermanence and interdependence. The two A's mean acceptance and appreciation, and E stands for enlightened living. The two basic truths of impermanence and interdependence, or the two I's of the Buddha, as Reverend Koyo has referred to them, became very clear to me through my broken glasses. I realized that neither my eyesight nor my glasses can last forever. I also learned how very quickly how dependent I was on them. Also, if I was to get any sleep that night, I had learned to accept the fact that I would not be able to do anything about it until after work. Sometimes we need to change how we see things, change our thoughts. By practicing more gratitude in our daily lives, we can see every day just how dependent we are on others and objects. Thank you, Broken Glasses, for teaching me this valuable lesson. I'd like to leave you with another formula. I happen to be rereading the book Ocean by Reverend Kenneth Tanaka during this event, and I came across this formula for the four marks of existence after getting my new glasses. And this formula is big, B-I-I-G. Life is a bumpy road. Life is impermanent. Life is interdependent. Life is fundamentally good. Just as in Reverend Koyo's formula, these four marks correspond with right understanding or right view from the Eightfold Path. The Eightfold Path can be understood as the fourth of the Four Noble Truths, which is the path or enlightened living. So, take off whatever glasses you're wearing, whether physical or symbolic, and just see things as they really are. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As I listen to the Dharma Glimpse, I recall, a Dharma friend some years ago. I don't remember the exact details of his story, but it was called Dharma Glasses. And it's how we see, the new year, the coming year. And the importance of the kind of filters, I guess, that we have in front of our eyes. Sometimes we don't realize this, and we look out there and we see something, and that's the truth for us. And I guess the story might have to do with, it depends on whether your glasses are dirty or not. Or another example might be, a person looks out his window and sees his neighbor's laundry is all dirty. But of course, it's his window that's dirty. So it affects how we see the world, how we see ourselves. I remember there's a book called Invisible Eyelashes. It's what's closest to us that sometimes we overlook. And I guess this is part of maybe a New Year's resolution about how to try to see clearly and to really be focused on the fact that it's our own eyes, our own glasses, our own windows our own projection, a psychological word, I suppose, that could be a technical word, but it's that we project out onto the world our own hopes, our own fears. It's like when we're in love, the whole world's in love. But if you're a thief, you see thievery all over. You see, So there's a truism, a saying that says, we don't see the world the way it is. We see the world the way we are. This is, I think, a variation of a comic strip Pogo, long time ago. And he says, we have met the enemy. He is us. It's me. this was sort of the Buddha's, an aspect of the Buddha's enlightenment under the tree. He saw that he was the source of all the afflictions that were coming at him. As he, you know, although it's told in the context of Mara sending all kind of temptations or attacks upon him, his inner peace, as he sat under the tree, and he beat them down, and he, you know, but they kept coming, and he says, where are they coming from? How many is out there? Until he realized that he was the source. This is a difficult lesson. But somehow our human condition, or you might even want to call it original sin, when our brain got too, our frontal cortex got too big, and we could start to think abstractly, we could start to conceptualize, that we got alienated from the divine. Because we could conceptualize it and thought it was outside of us. And our very thoughts became objects of thought. That's how, and I think the idea of cleaning, hey, just empty that teacup, man. Yeah, you know, it goes on with the whole culture of consumption, of getting, instead of just letting go of all these interfering mental sets and conditioning, and a new fresh day, a new fresh year. It's an inner sunrise. You don't have to wait for a physical dawn and sunrise. Any moment it's accessible. Any moment you could tap in. Any moment you could make a shift. Inner sunrise. Well, that's all. Well, let me just mention about the beginning of the year. And I think the names of the months of the year. This is January. Now, I don't remember exactly. Somebody could research this out, but the names of the months are based upon particular kind of calendar, named after Roman gods, mythology. And January is named for Janus, Roman god that was depicted as having four faces on his head. So he could look in all four directions at one time. Talk about flexibility. Talk about wisdom. Now, of course, you could say, well, gee, maybe too much input, too much to analyze. Maybe sometimes it's good to just be looking in one direction. Well, okay, just like I said, when I'm talking about the snake here, okay, what do you want to focus on? What do you need in your life? Discover and create what you need, not what you want. There was a statement that even physically, economically, there's abundance and there's enough for everyone's needs, but there is not enough for everyone's greed. So even when we look at New Year, January 1st, you know, we could use this holiday that we all observe, New Year's Day, as a religious spiritual holiday, an American Dharma holiday. Use energy for that's in, you know, you read everywhere, resolutions, a new year, out with the old, taking accounting and new slate. Take that energy and use it for what you need, okay, for your spiritual growth. That's all for today's broadcast. Till next time, you keep going, and please have a very beautiful, beautiful inner sunrise day. Thank you.